On Sunday, May 12th at 3 p.m., Baltimore Choral Arts is presenting a concert with a cast of thousands, Captivity to Liberty. With me in the studio to talk about the performance is music director Blake Clark and Chuck Neshi, who's created something very special for this performance. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
Maestro, first of all, let's start off with the program. Two works on this program, one making its U.S. premiere and one that I don't think has been done in this area in quite some time, and that's Mendelssohn, the first Walpurgis Night.
The U.S. premiere is particularly exciting, but the Mendelssohn is really great. Die erste Walpurgisnacht, not done very often in the U.S., but it doesn't get much more Enlightenment age than that. It's Goethe text, and it's Mendelssohn. It's wonderful. It's a romp, sort of think Witch's Sabbath, Night on Bald Mountain, sort of Halloween in a choral music box. It's really fun and crazy. And then, of course, the second act being the U.S. premiere of Jonathan Dove's concert opera, The Monster in the Maze. We're really excited.
So this was written as a concert opera, not a fully staged opera.
It's semi-staged, and it's designed for, it really has education at its core. It's meant to get novices and students in the same room on the same stage as professionals, and for that we're really excited, and we're bringing in a bunch of community partners and high schools and kids. It's going to be great.
Who are some of the ensembles you're bringing in?
Well, we're collaborating with the Peabody Preparatory Orchestra, The Larks, which is a women's choir run by my associate director, Leo Wanacek, Overly High School, which is on the northeast side of town, and of course the Maryland State Boy Choir, and then of course all of the collaborators from Baltimore Choral Arts and professional soloists and professional orchestra members. It's going to be crazy.
And you'll be on the podium, but you actually have a stage director for this performance because somebody has to rein all those people in. Who's your stage
director?
That's
right. Paul Pierce works with Opera Lafayette very regularly, and he is doing a pro job just sort of corralling us all together and making sure we're all doing the right things and making the story come alive.
Chuck Neshi, you've worked with magicians in L.A. You can't say a lot about what you did for them for obvious reasons, but I understand this is not your first enormous creature puppet, is it?
No, it's not, actually. I've performed large creatures at Artscape, Light City, the Northern Virginia Festival of Fine Arts in Reston. If you start doing that kind of thing, it's the kind of thing that people come looking for you for.
And you're going to be inside the Minotaur puppet for this performance. Yes?
Yes, I am.
What is it like to work inside of a construction like that? I've never done anything remotely like it.
It's a lot of work. It's heavy and it's hard to see, and it's really hard to tell how it looks from the outside, but people really enjoy it. I always have gotten a great response. And seeing the pictures from showing it off last night to one of the choral groups, I think it's going to be pretty impressive.
So this, of course, The Monster in the Maze is the classic story of the Minotaur, his destruction, and the liberation of the youth of Athens. So what does that sound like in terms of a concert opera?
Well, it hits all the right emotional places at the right times. It's definitely a story of redemption and freedom and sort of casting off oppression. And that's why we've paired it with the Mendelssohn, because that actually deals with the exact same thing.
This is Baltimore Choral Arts presenting Captivity to Liberty, Sunday, May 12th at 3 p.m. in Kraushaar Auditorium on the Goucher College campus. And Blake, if I could have the phone number and website, please, for more information.
The website is baltimorechoralarts.org. The phone number is 410-523-7000. Of course, you can always get your ticket at the door as well.
With me in the studio today, Maestro Blake Clark, music director of Baltimore Choral Arts, and Chuck Neshi, prop maker, creator of the Minotaur for this concert. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.